football doing your head in this summer? Well, L'Oréal Paris has your back. Or should we say your hair? Because every missed goal, foul, penalty and minute of extra time, and don't even get us started on VAR, leads to stress, and stress leads to hair loss. Elvive Growth Booster fights hair loss, so you can keep your hair on whatever the score. L'Oréal Paris Elvive Growth Booster. Keep calm and keep your hair on. Shop now at Amazon, Boots and major supermarkets.
Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Jeff's rugby team will depart in 5 minutes from platform 15. Your ride comes with 6 toilets and a refreshments carriage that you'll empty within 5 minutes. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
The Adam Ray Show is live on Netflix right now. Me and my characters, 30-minute episodes. Some are live, some are not. The first 4 episodes dropped. We got Andrew Santino, Dave Matthews, Nikki Glaser, and Michael Bublé. The first 4 episodes. Super proud of this. What a team F. Every episode is a different location, a different guest, a different character, or myself. We have 30 episodes in season 1. Upcoming guests include Mark Normand, Joel McHale, Jelly Roll, The Goo Goo Dolls, John Summit, The New Kids on the Block, The Rock, Dana Carvey, Rick Glassman, Brent Morin, Lamorne Morris, my mom, John Schneider, and Mike McDonald, coach and GM of the Seahawks, Marshawn Lynch. It's just one of the most fun things I've gotten to do, and it's on Netflix, baby. So go watch it right now. Stream it, Netflix, The Adam Ray Show. I am in Australia right now. We had 2 shows in Brisbane, 2 shows in Sydney, a Dr. Phil Live in Sydney last night, and we have a Dr. Phil Live in Brisbane on Saturday, June 20th, and then June 21st in Melbourne for a Dr. Phil, and then 23rd and 24th in Melbourne for stand-up shows. And then, of course, Auckland, New Zealand, June 26th, 2 shows. The Late Show still has tickets. Go get them. AdamRayComedy.com for all these tickets, where you can find all my U.S. tour dates. We have Florida coming up, Orlando, Tampa, and Fort Lauderdale, July 24th through the 26th. We have, holy shit, San Jose, July 31st and August 1st. The Dana Carvey, Dr. Phil Netflix taping episode will be August 2nd at Oxnard's Levity Live. Get your tickets for that. What else? Tempe Improv, August 23rd, 2 shows. And then we've got Hawaii, San Diego, Bozeman, Montana, Utah. So many cities. Madison, Philly, Alabama. All at AdamRayComedy.com, where you can get your Adam Ray and Dr. Phil merch. Also at that same website, which just got revamped, so check that out. YouTube.com/AdamRayComedy for all the Dr. Phils and best ofs. The Dr. Phil Live documentary will be announced very soon. We're going to be posting more episodes of that. But today's episode is the best of Eugene, Oregon. Olsen Run Comedy Club. My boy Joe Sinclitico runs the Olsen Run Comedy Club. Love that club. We did 6 sold-out shows. This is the best of Olsen Run Comedy Club in Eugene, Oregon. Enjoy it. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Adam Ray Comedy. And, of course, subscribe to the podcast. And enjoy this episode. And check out The Adam Ray Show on Netflix. Please share it. Tell your friends. I love you guys. Enjoy the weekend. Bye.
Hey, it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
How we feeling, baby? Make some noise. Come on now. Come on. My wife rules, though. We laugh a lot. So that's the key, I think. You know, I'm 4 years in. Is anyone like 15, 20 years in? What's the secret, dude? Who's got some longevity that can really like point me in the right direction on how to keep things exciting? You know, who's got like 10, 15 years? Anybody? No? Is everybody just single and divorced out here? Yeah? What do you guys got? 27. Guys, give it up for 27, huh? That's incredible. And how are we doing in 2026? How do you guys?
It's fucking hard.
It's fucking hard.
Good.
Yeah. What do you? It is fucking hard. 27. How do you keep it exciting? What do you guys do? You learn the best and the worst. But yeah, but like, how do you keep like the intimacy alive? Like after 27, like you guys are staring down the same pipe, right? In the same tunnel every night. What's that?
You have to be vulnerable.
Yeah. It's a tough word to say. Yeah, for sure. You guys couldn't hear me. She goes, you have to be vulnerable. You have to be vulnerable. Blah, blah. And you have to. For sure. Vulnerable. For sure. No, I love it. So I'm in the new Jackass movie that's coming out in a couple weeks. Man, I've got about 5 really cool bits. You know what's so funny? I told my mom I was going to do it, and she goes, what are they going to put up your butt? I was like, I didn't even know you knew that's what they did. She's like, I thought that's all they did. I actually got to voice this robot that gave Steve-O a prostate exam with a robot. It's actually, the clip is, I just posted on my Instagram, you should check it out. So I got to voice this robot. And Steve-O, I mean, it was wild. He is a fucking, to be like almost 50 and like literally, I was like, so are you cool with this? He's like, oh yeah, man. Now that, yeah, dude, everything's got on my butt. Robot fingers, at least in my problems. He's like, I'm not gay, but I can, you know. But a robot finger, it's not even a real guy, so it's not gay. It's so funny, like the amount of like gay jokes that people just make all the time. Like even medical professionals, I had some weird throat virus, and the doctor put this tongue depressor down my throat to make sure I was all good. And he puts it on my throat, and I went, and I gagged. Right? It's not a normal thing, so I was like, And my doctor, I swear to God, goes, well, you're still straight. I was like, oh, that's not why I'm here. Not why I'm here, but thanks for the free diagnosis, doc. But I think I'm gonna drink this weekend. Where do I go? Where's your guys's like? Where's like? The Jackalope? Oh, that sounds like a dangerous spot. Good times?
New times?
7-Eleven. We'll be right back. All right, that's a fucking good 7-Eleven, dude. That's unbelievable. What? Yes, just brown bag it. Let's go. Is that your move?
I hear you.
Do a little what? A little frisbee golf. Dude, that's a fucking, yeah, that's a sweet. Are you a dad?
No, a homeless guy will teach you how to play frisbee golf.
Homeless guy will teach you how to play frisbee golf?
Yeah, he will.
And they're pretty good? Is there like a homeless guy frisbee golf league? Eugene would be the place for that to happen.
Hey, remember I said at my son's softball game in Corvallis? I lied. It was actually my frisbee league.
I'll suck your dick for a frisbee.
Hit a hole in one of my mouth. Is anybody like 10 or 15 years in? Maybe even 20? Who's got like significant amount of time? Yeah? Let's go. Yeah, up here, my man. How long we got?
18.
Let's go. And what's the secret? 18. If you're talking to somebody like me, 4 years in, what's keeping things fresh at 18?
Listen to her 9 out of 10 times.
Yeah. And what do you, and what's, so, okay, so you picked that one time to just go, and you fucking, I didn't leave the fucking door open, you fucking bitch.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah. When is the one time that you speak up?
I'm here to see you, brother.
Okay, so tonight is your one, yeah. So she was like, no, you have to stay home and, yeah, and clean. And you were like, no, I'm going out. Yeah. Yeah. And she's at home right now?
Yeah.
Let's go, yeah. And what, say it again?
Two kids.
She's great, yeah. And what,
I clap for the growth. Women are amazing.
Women are, yeah, for sure, yeah. And what, where'd you meet your gal?
Back in Portland, I thought I was a UPS driver.
You were a UPS driver, and what was she?
Oh, no, it's a nice fantasy. No,
it's a nice fantasy.
I
yeah.
I thought I was a UPS driver.
You thought you were a UPS driver. What is going on in that head of yours right now? What do you? So you thought you were a UPS driver. ... But it turns out I was, and then this is where you say what you really do.
Big package.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Are you? What's going on right now, dude? It's. Yeah, did she let you out of the house because she's like, you should be around people for a change? Yeah, take the helmet off, go outside. You got 27? Let's go, 27, right? Where, right here? Yeah, who's got 27? You got 27 years? Let's go, yeah. And what is the secret 27 years in?
Sex.
Sex, yeah. Yeah, just every which way, yeah? It really is. It's just kind of the equalizer, yeah? It can, you know, salvage a good fight. Now, yeah. And what about how, just every, like, new moves after 27 or new holes or new toys or, like,
All of the above. See, this is what I'm talking about. I have a friend, he's got 4 kids and 5 dogs. And I go, dude, how are you keeping it fresh? And he goes, I got 2 words for you, man. Clit stimulator. And I go, dude, wasn't that Iron Man's nemesis in the 3rd movie? And he goes, yeah, you wish. No, dude, clit stimmy. That's a little thing you get your wife. You put it on level 9. She puts on a podcast and she lets you know when she finishes. Like, that's not sexy at all. I go, where do you get said clit stimulator, Ben? He goes, 2 words for you. Amazon. I go, that's actually 1 word, but I hear you. They really do have everything, huh, Ben? He goes, oh, yeah, dude, you can get a clit stimmy tomorrow, $6.99. Or tonight, $5.99. Used. I go, well, this is why we don't talk a lot, because we're looking at life through a different set of goggles.
You ever get home late, exhausted, and suddenly become the world's worst decision maker? Me too. I'll finish the show, get back to the house, open my food delivery app, and I'll think to myself, what am I doing? I'm going to spend $30 on a burger, because apparently that's what I think about when I'm responsible. Psych. Well, I've been loving Home Chef recently, and they've been loving me back, which feels good. You know, what I like about Home Chef is the meal planning, the grocery shopping, the figuring out what to make. It's all out the window. This stuff shows up at your door ready to go. And somehow the meals come out looking like you put in way more effort than you actually did. The first time I made one of their steak dishes, I looked at the plate and thought, look at me, I'm Gordon Ramsay. Home Chef makes cooking simple with fresh ingredients, easy recipes, and meals that actually taste great. With over 30 meal options every week, whether you're stuck looking for a good 30-minute meal, oven-ready option, or something fast between a busy schedule, they've got you covered. People love it, too. Home Chef is rated #1 by users of other meal kits for quality, convenience, value, taste, and recipe ease. The biggest thing for me, less time planning, less time shopping, and fewer nights making terrible food decisions when I'm hungry and tired. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering my ALN listeners 50% off and free shipping. That's insane. For your first box, plus free dessert for life. Wow, that's crazy. 50% off and free shipping for your first box, plus free dessert for life. Go to homechef.com/ALN. That's homechef.com/ALN for 50% off your first box and free dessert for life. Homechef.com/ALN. Must be an active subscriber to receive.
Starting a business feels a lot like starting a podcast. At first, you're sitting there going, dude, is this genius or am I about to embarrass myself publicly for the next 5 years? And honestly, that little panic never fully goes away. I remember when we first started building my show, every little thing felt complicated. Logos, merch ideas, websites, promoting the episodes. It's a lot. That's why I wish something like Shopify had been around when we were first getting started. Shopify is a commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. They make it ridiculously easy to build a clean online store with templates that actually look professional, even if you're figuring it out as you go. And the AI tools, dude, they're wild. Shopify can help write product descriptions, page headlines, even improve your product photos. So instead of spending 8 hours trying to sound like a marketing genius, you can actually focus on your biz or your podcast or whatever dream is currently keeping you awake like me at 2 to 3 a.m. Plus, Shopify handles everything in one place. Inventory, payments, analytics, shipping, all of it. And that purple Shop Pay button, absolute game changer. Fewer abandoned carts, more people actually buying your stuff. It's time to turn those what-ifs into with Shopify today. Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at Shopify.com/aboutlastnight. Go to Shopify.com/aboutlastnight. That's Shopify.com/aboutlastnight.
From Prime Video, the all-new sequel, Your Fault London, is finally here.
You know what I want?
Well, you're going to have to come get it.
New starts.
Don't forget about me when you're at Oxford.
New friends.
Nick wanted to keep us a secret.
It's a bit toxic, no?
New threats.
We two hang out a lot.
She's just a colleague.
You need to figure out what your priorities are.
Get ready for Your Fault London. New movie. Watch now. Only on Prime Video.
Free dessert.
Friday in Eugene, like this. I have one more show, and then can maybe go into the meat streets out here. But what do you guys, what do you got? Like, sir, in the corner with the hoodie and the mustache, you've caught my attention since I got up here. Yeah. You look like both the child molester and the kid who got molested. Do you know what I'm saying? That's a great mustache. How long have you had a stash like that?
Not long.
It's a new acquisition. And how's it working out?
Old lady don't like it.
Oh, fuck, man. What does she say? It ages you up, or?
Tells you to shave it.
And yeah, and clearly you have told her to, yeah. Fuck off, yeah. Wait, can you find a middle ground and just like maybe trim it up and get a little, you know.
I shaved everything before I came here. So we didn't
have to. Nobody was asking about the rest of your body. Yeah, that's all right, yeah. well, that's awesome, dude. And what do you do for work where the mustache isn't getting in the way? Power light and clearance? Trimming trees on power lines, yeah. So probably, yeah, the mustache is a pretty common look in that field, yeah? Let's go. And how long have you and your wife been together? 4 years. Where'd you guys meet? Snapchat. Let's go. How old are you? 22. Fuck, dude. She got married at 18.
No, we're not married.
Oh, you're married. Just together. Yeah. Snapchat. Yep. Snapchat. And what was the... Snapchat is... I thought it was mostly pictures, but no, it's...
No, we went to school, like middle school, and she thought I was annoying, and then I shot my shot.
You shot your shot? Yeah. You like, you think this is annoying, wait till I grow a mustache. Yeah. And then, yeah. You're going to really fucking hate me. Yeah. Wait till I look like your dad. Yeah. And then... Okay, so you sent, and then how did you eventually get her to, you know, turn over a new leaf?
I tried to get her to do things like go to the movies and let me come over.
Try to get her to, okay, so let's just recap. I tried to get her to do things like go to the movies and let me come over. Yeah, so both, okay, so go outside and see her. She both was like, I don't want any part of that. Yeah. So you were like, well, let's try to meet halfway. Yeah. So what eventually broke the curse? Let's go. And here we are. Yeah. And what is your name?
Kaylee.
Yeah. And his name is?
I'm Dakota.
You're Dakota. Yeah. And who is the third wheel to your right here, Dakota?
Sam, my coworker.
This is your coworker. That already also working at the Power Tree, the tree, yeah, the tree house, what is it? Power and Tree Light. Yeah. And you also have a mustache, yeah? Sir? Yeah. Can he talk? What's going on right now? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You guys couldn't see, but he just looked back at me and went, I don't know if he was having a seizure or a stroke or coming in his pants. Yeah, okay. You all good? What's your name? Oh, yeah. What the fuck? Did you smoke some of Jordan's fucking Waterloo buffalo weed? Or what do you work again? The Waterhouse? It doesn't matter. Yeah. Yeah. Are you also a little stony bony right now, my man? No, you're so stone cold sober, yeah? Yeah. And are you out there looking for a girl yourself? Has Dakota tried to set you up? Oh, fuck, dude. Now I feel like a total asshole. You have a stutter, don't you? God damn it. Dude, come here and give me a hug, man. That's so fucked up. All right, come here, dude. Dude, I mean, we'll be right back. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. Jesus Christ, dude. This is the worst/funniest moment of my life. What's up, man? Cat got your tongue? He's like, no, genetics. Oh, dude, so you had a little stutter action, yeah? Well, you powered through that last sentence pretty good. You try, yeah. So when does it flare up, if you don't mind me asking?
Whenever I'm in front of a big crowd.
Yeah. So, thanks for putting me on the spot, you fucking asshole. Dude, you're a legend, dude. What's your first name again? Oh, why am I asking you more questions? Jesus Christ, I'm so sorry. I'm like literally was gonna put a button on this moment. I'm like, you wanna keep talking, man? Hey, what's your favorite color? Take your time. No, Dakota is the buddy. Dakota, do you mind answering, what is his name? Sam, that's right. Sam, you're a legend, dude. All right, well, Sam, fuck, dude. Well, you know what? All right. Keep it going for Sam, dude. That's the fucking, you know, he could have just stayed silent, but he opened up and let us all have that moment. That was very generous on your part, dude. Yeah. What is the Eugene Strip Club, by the way? I'm always curious. Every city has their own late night, you know.
Silver Dollar.
Silver Dollar? Ugh, is that's really the name of it? Silver Dollar? Yeah. So, say it again.
I got friends there.
Yeah, okay. that work the bar, or that dance, or what? Do they like it?
They fucking love it.
Yeah, they're making just sweet, sweet cash money, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
What do they say the clientele is like?
Wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. That's a glowing review for Silver Dollar, yeah. Have you been there yourself?
Yes.
And how do you know these gals? From being there as well? Or?
I grew up with them.
You grew up with them. Well, let's go. Is that a weird thing to have them grow up and tell you, like, you know, so, Lindsay, what are you been up to? Well, I'm showing my pussy to strangers now. Like, or how does that come up in conversation?
I think that they love it, and I want them to do it.
For sure, yeah. I mean, again, it's a lucrative job, for sure. But my question, just again, is like, how does that come up? Like, because you do what? You're not in this profession, right?
I'm a nurse.
Yeah, so the complete opposite end of the spectrum. Do you know what I'm saying? So this is where in lies the question. When you're having a coffee date,
And you're like, oh my God, we lost another patient to meningitis. It's just crazy. There's not enough medicine out there to handle all of the meningitis in the world. How was your day? Well, I got offered to blow a guy in a Hyundai Tucson. I said no, but he's one of our best customers, so I had to be nice about it.
Do you know what I'm saying? So there's just different, like, the conversations are probably all over the place. There was definitely a way better example I could have just given, but, like, you get what I'm saying, right? Like, you're what you're handling and what she's handling, I mean, you're both helping people, I guess, right? Like, you're both, you know, people are hopefully leaving feeling better about themselves. Silver dollar. Fuck, that's... do they have fun stripper names? Awesome answer. So not supportive of your friend's stripper names.
Yeah.
Can you share a couple of them?
Summer.
Summer, yeah. Pretty standard, right? Is that her real name? That sounds like a real name that she just carried over to the stage, you know?
No.
What's her real name? What, are you gonna fucking look her up on Facebook? Found you. Gotcha. Eugene, this also feels like such a small, you know, situation where, like, there's probably like old, like, teachers of your guys' that have, like, walked in there, right? And been like, all right, $40. Could you see if they can play Genuine's Pony? Summer! What?
My God, Mr. Larson, what's going on? Oh, God, I was just thinking about you the other day because I finally went to France and you were always telling us to travel in geography.
Well, that's awesome. Summer. Who else? Can we give me one? Because, you know, like, you know, cinnamon or, like, you know.
What's really normal is Lexi.
Lexi, yeah. What, is there, like, a real fun one, like?
I mean, yeah, always.
Bovid? Somebody said Bovid? Awesome, dude. How's the food at Silver Dollar? By the way, only one person laughed at that question. And it was my fucking mom's friend in the corner.
Nobody cares about the food.
Yeah, dude. And riddle me this. Can I be a new dad and still throw him back and, like, you know, drink? Like, what's, who's got, like, I don't know, 10, 15 years of marriage and some kiddos? Like, who's got, like, 3 or 4 in the bunch? Yeah, up here, my man? Yeah? Yeah, back there? Yeah?
Yes, sir.
Sir? Yeah, what's your name?
Joe.
And Joe, how many years of marriage?
33.
Fuck, yeah. Yeah. Might want to check the game tape on that. Yeah. And how many kiddos, Joe?
Two.
Let's go. And you got a fave out of the two? No, I'm joking. Yeah. I always like to ask. You do? Okay. That was a joke. But yeah, you have an answer for that. Okay. Joe, what's the advice, man? Like, when, you know, how do you keep it fresh with your honey after 33 years, you know?
Give her what she wants.
Give her what she wants. Yeah. If you can get out of here for this next part, that'd be great. Thank you so much. Was that your wife?
Nope.
No. Is your wife here tonight?
No, sir.
No. Where is she?
At home sleeping.
Fuck. Why? She just didn't feel like coming out?
No.
Yeah, she's fucking, she probably bought a shit trailer from Mitch and was like, I heard that shit before. I'm not going back to that fucking show. Yeah. All right.
I'm going to hear the same bullshit I heard last year.
Is she, can we call her? Do you mind? Can I call her and just see? Is she going to be asleep? Yeah, can we just call her and see what's up? Let me leave a voice now. Yeah. Joe, come on. Let me do it, baby. Come on. I'll be good. I'll be sweet. Yeah, come on. Should we call Joe's wife and just see what's, I just want to...
It may not be 34 years of this one.
It may not be 34 years of this one. Dude, funny, Joe. No, I'm going to be sweet. I'm not going to fuck it up. Yeah. Because if she picks up, that'll be awesome. Now, would she assume that there's any reason for a phone call at this juncture in the evening?
Absolutely not.
No, yeah. So you could be face down in a ditch somewhere, and she's like, just fucking call your daughter. All right, so I'm just going to press, well, here we go. I'll put on speaker. Guys, shut up.
Hello?
Hey, Carrie, it's Joe.
Hello?
Carrie, it's Dr. Phil. I'm at the Olsen Run Comedy Club in Eugene, Oregon. Make some noise, everybody. Uh,
Carrie, I just wanted to say we're here at the Comedy Club. Your husband, Joe, is in the front row singing your praises. He won't shut the fuck up, to be honest with you, about his love and his lust for you. He said you guys are going on years of marriage, and he can't wait to get home and just rip your clothes off and throw you in the barn and do what do whatever Mitch does to those animals he buys on eBay, you know? There's a guy here named Mitch who's into bestiality. We're going to get into it after the show, but that's neither here nor there. He's a good guy. I'm going to take a shot with him after the show, as long as we're 20 feet away from every school in Oregon. But no, I want to tell you, Carrie, you seem like a sweet gal with a kind heart, and Joe is up here just living his best life. He's got everything going for him. He looks like me. He's bald. He's got the goatee of a strip club DJ in Grand Theft Auto, and he's got two kids. One is his favorite. He'll tell you who on the way home tonight. But he misses you and he loves you, and he just wants to say, I wish you were here, and sweet dreams and wet dreams and meat sweats and stay in school and stop, drop, and roll and shave your head, your back, your pussy, and your crack. We'll be right back. Thank you so much, Karen. I hung up before she could answer. Fine, right? Fine. Yeah, great. She didn't get the fucking retort. She's so confused right now, by the way. All she said in the last 3 minutes was, hello? I'll take it from here, bitch. Keep it going for Joe, guys. 34 years. That's why you just got to laugh at everything, man. Can't take anything personal. You know? Jesus Christ. So cool.
Starting a business feels a lot like starting a podcast. At first, you're sitting there going, dude, is this genius? Or am I about to embarrass myself publicly for the next 5 years? And honestly, that little panic never fully goes away. I remember when we first started building my show, every little thing felt complicated. Logos, merch ideas, websites, promoting the episodes. It's a lot. That's why I wish something like Shopify had been around when we were first getting started. Shopify is a commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. They make it ridiculously easy to build a clean online store with templates that actually look professional, even if you're figuring it out as you go. And the AI tools, dude, they're wild. Shopify can help write product descriptions, page headlines, even improve your product photos. So instead of spending 8 hours trying to sound like a marketing genius, you can actually focus on your biz or your podcast or whatever dream is currently keeping you awake like me at 2 to 3 a.m. Plus, Shopify handles everything in one place. Inventory, payments, analytics, shipping, all of it. And that purple Shop Pay button, absolute game changer. Fewer abandoned carts, more people actually buying your stuff. It's time to turn those what-ifs into with Shopify today. Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at Shopify.com/aboutlastnight. Go to Shopify.com/aboutlastnight. That's Shopify.com/aboutlastnight.